Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People in Power Purpose Podcast. Yes, it is Omani Harrell. How are you? Yes, I am here. It is another day. It's another time, another chance to get it right. I ask God to continue to bless and keep you guys as you listen and as you make conversation out of the conversation that I make with you. Okay, guys. Celebrating one another. Do we do that? What does that mean to most of us? Celebrating. Literally, transparent, straight talk, no chaser, celebrating one another. We don't do it enough. When someone is prospering in your life that you are connected to, sometimes we have this feeling of loneliness and why God is not happening for me. But because of the immaturity in some of our minds, that's where we go. That's the first thought we go to. That's the first mindset that we think about. That's the first thing that we go to. When someone brings you good news, like, oh, I got this new job, and I got engaged, or, you know, something pivotal in someone's life that's so big in their lives, they just want to share it with the people that they love. Most of the time, people say, yeah, I'm so happy for you, da-da-da-da-da. But then you have that little set of people, and even the people that you think that would celebrate you tend to have a tendency that won't. It's shocking, it's hurtful, it's sad. And I'm talking about it not because it happened to me recently, but years ago, I remember there was a situation where I was doing really well, and, you know, I was just happy, and, you know, I told one of my girlfriends, you know, of what happened for me, and she was just like, oh, okay, so great, that's great, yeah, that's awesome. And it kind of threw me back, and I wondered why she felt that way, because it was like, dang, she's not happy for me? Why she's not happy for me? We've done everything together. And this be the people that are the closest to you. We've done everything together. We've done this. We've, you know, we grew up together, all this good stuff. And you're not seem to being too happy that I'm happy. The root of that is they never were happy for you. They were happy when you were down. But when you started to sprout and grow, they became unhappy because that spirit of jealousy sat on their life. And the spirit of jealousy can cause you to think of so many things to do to somebody and to be mad. I know this sounds like a bad, you know, this is a low, you know, podcast today, but I just want y'all to be clear. When we talk that this is harvest season, there's a lot of us that's going to be reaping great things in our lives because we sowed good seed and very good ground. And there's going to be people, maybe your spouse, maybe, don't want to put that on nobody, but that's no joke, your best friend, maybe your friend of many years, will flip the script on you because of the fact that you're prospering. And you're doing the same things, so they see on the outside, but they don't know that you're praying. They don't know that you've been through hell. They don't know, and they might have an inkling that you've been through hell because they're close to you, but they don't see it like you see it. They don't see the intimacy that you've been. They don't understand that you've been laid out and prostrated on the floor, on the ground, you know, and at night at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, being woke up because God wants you to pray about something, and it's bothering you, and it's causing you to have dreams and nightmares and
next thing you know, you're not feeling well and you're weak and you're tired. And then you come to work and you're going through the stresses of work. And then you come home and then you're depleted and tired because you've been stressed out at work. And then all of a sudden something great happens. God allows the doors to be open. You start getting new ideas and innovations because, again, you're sowed into good ground and you put a good seed in the ground. And you start to see things opening up. You start going to these interviews. You start feeling empowered because obviously what my current boss said about me ain't what it really is. And then you press through and then you tell your friends, you know, oh, I'm doing this and God has opened up this door and this is and that and God has given me this and I got an unexpected check in the mail and da 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 da. And they're saying, oh, we're happy for you. Oh, okay. And then all of a sudden they stop talking. And next thing you know, they start fussing and then they start doing issues and giving you other things and saying all this other stuff. And then you like, hold on, wait. You were my friend. Why are you not celebrating me? You think that people are obligated to celebrate you because you celebrate them. That's a sad thing to think. Because, and I greatly appreciate you would think that way. But everybody around you is not for you. Celebration for somebody. If we really want to look at it, when you celebrate somebody else, that should empower you. Like my good friend, one of my friends, she said, Omani, the fact that God is blessing you, it empowers me. That's the only thing right now that's keeping me focused and excited. Because if God can do it for you, I know he can do it for me. That is where we're supposed to be, guys. That's the intensity. That is where we should be. When we celebrate one another, it should empower us to say, God, you did it for her. God, you did it for him. You can do it for me. I can see it. I see it, God. I see the manifestation of where she was or where he was. And now I see the glory on his life. I see what he has done. He has taken those ashes. You have taken those ashes, oh God. And you have made them into wonderful, wonderful new things. Ashes for beauty. That song, Ashes for Beauty, has strengthened you from the inside out, has empowered you for the next process. There's a reason why the process has not worked for those that don't celebrate one another. It hasn't worked because you're being petty and jealous. And you're blocking. Have you ever heard, don't block your blessing? You can block your own blessing by not even supporting the one beside you. We are one body with many members. There is only one head, and that's Jesus. That's God. But we are one body with many ligaments, many members. We have to encourage and empower one another. If you even look at the human body, the pinky toe, if you lose your pinky toe, you lose your equilibrium. Your big toe will cause you to lose your balance. We can survive, but we will not be where we won't be 100%. If we lose an eye, then that means my ears the senses in my ears will have to develop to be more keen. They're going to have to work overtime to compensate for that eye that I lost. Every part of your body is imperative and important, including your internal organs and your brain. Let's be honest. And I know I'm being descriptive, but think about it. We as a body, as members of one body of Christ, let's call it what it is. We got to learn to love one another, celebrate one another in their celebrations.
adorn them with love and attentiveness. Be real with one another. Be transparent. Stop sitting here trying to be something that you're not. Be authentic. I've never come on this podcast and have showed and said that I am better than anybody else. I've never come on here where I got a front and I got this way with the. I talk from my heart. And if you don't know that by now, then you don't need to listen to this podcast because you're not ready for deliverance. Maybe it'll help you in the process. But one thing I will tell you about me is that I don't care what you think. That's the blessing about what God says. And I mean that in such a loving way. I really don't, because I don't need validation through man. Celebrating one another is not for that person that you're celebrating. It's for you. It will empower you. It will get you to the next level, and it will seal your intimacy with Daddy, because now he can trust you. If he can trust you with nothing, he could definitely trust you with greater. It's a trust thing. It's intimacy. I know y'all heard the cliche, what God has for you is for you. It's a song too. So if there is something, if there is destiny ready for me, manifested in purpose, sitting out there waiting for me, it's for me. I might not be where, you know, that preacher, or because I'm not a preacher. I know my call. But everybody doesn't know their call just yet. So everybody's trying to do something that they're not. Everybody, like I told y'all before, everybody ain't an entrepreneur. No. But everybody can create something, because we come from the creator. I say that to say is, even if somebody has hurt you, I don't know who this is for, but even if somebody has hurt you and taken your idea and ran with it and prospered from it financially, naturally, you know, whatever, and you know that they have, it's still not going to prosper like it would in your hands. Don't be mad. Don't get upset. Don't be retaliatory, because vengeance is God's. Pray for them. Pray for them. And ask God, give me clarity, Lord, so I can be able to reinvent my invention to where it is what you wanted to for your glory. Because in reality, if God ain't getting the glory, it don't matter anyway. We are here as one body. And if there is something great in your life, please messenger me. Please reach out to me, you know, through the podcast and, you know, all those other things. Let me know, because I would love to just celebrate you and to ask God. And I ask God to bless and keep you as you go through the harvest, that God will open your eyes to the ones that support and also not support this process, this harvest season, where you will be enlightened, where you will have clarity on those that are your foes and those that are your friends. That God will shift the adulthood in you and allow you to be frank, straight to the point, and in lovingly corrected those that should not be in your way. I ask God to pour into you new ideas, new innovations, but also a new relationship and intimacy with him. I thank you guys for just being on this podcast. But most of all, God, I thank you for your blood. I thank you for your blood. I thank you for coming and being a part of this. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, men and women of God. You got it. It's okay. Don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. I'm about to finish up on my 15 minutes. But I will tell you this, it is so. He said it was so, and it's going to always be, because he is here to, he has never changed. He is here. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Last time I checked. So let's celebrate one another. Let's love on one another. Let's give one another a pat on the back. Let's empower and inspire one another. But most of all, let's show one another the love of God and walk in the fruits of the Spirit. Try to anyway, guys. I know it's hard. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. You guys have a great and blessed evening.